It is very provocative that the government of Uganda is going ahead with its defective electoral commission to announce the roadmap for the 2011 elections. The terrain is not leveled at all because many members of the opposition are still targeted. They are still being set on fire by the government. And I feel that the opposition is not ready and we don't have any confidence in the current electoral commission and going ahead with free and fair elections, which are transparent at the same time. What I can say is I was recently taken to jail over a defective case of sedition, defaming the president of Uganda and the government. It came about after my talk show on one of the radio stations in Jinja, where I talked about the issues of intimidation of the opposition. I talked about who are in the inter-party cooperation. I also discussed and raised the serious concerns on the human rights abuses in Karamoja region, which is in the northern part of Uganda, where people are being harassed, where people are being tortured, where men are being castrated in the ongoing disarmament program. I did really say that many women in the area are being raped to date. I also talked about the issue. Now, in that area, it is very difficult for you to start announcing a roadmap to free and fair election when people have not been registered to vote, when they have not gone to update the voters register to check whether their names exist and at what polling station. It's very ridiculous that the current electoral commission with its inefficiency is going ahead not to correct the blunders, but to continue pushing ahead with an exercise of such a magnitude and which is very sensitive to this state without considering the factors which would lead to free and fair elections. This is an indication that if we continue with the elections as scheduled on a program which has been published, it means that the elections are already reached. When I came back to my issue, when I tried to raise the issue of child sacrifice, because these are social things that really lead to instability in the community. If your children are being butchered and the state not explaining, even in cases where the culprits are identified, the government releases them because they have the money, it is very difficult for such communities to settle down really and concentrate on the issues that would lead to free and fair elections. So I was jailed and taken to one of the notorious terrorist detention centers in Jinja near the source of River Nile. I was put in a very cold room. It's called a cooler. And I could not sleep. There's no bedding totally. People could not be given a chance to see me. But the only reason was that I said things that made that they alleged would alienate the public from the government. They said that my points were so heard that all the people who had me speak on that program where I was would not go ahead and vote the current government and the president, Museveni in particular. So they tried to intimidate me. They took me to police, and there was no charge. They were just trying to play around with the evidence. They had no evidence over the charge they were putting me on. And at the same time, the seditious charge which they are preferring is under challenge in the Constitutional Court. That means that it's very defective, but the purpose was to target me. And it not only target me as an individual, but this institutionalized targeting, institutionalized intimidation, because you remember that recently they tried to issue summons to the president of Uganda People's President, to whom I am the press secretary. We tried to fight that off. Now they targeted me as on behalf of that institution to hurt the president and demoralize the public and alienate me from accessing any radio station in the area. Actually, they even went ahead to harass the moderators and the pressmen on those radio stations, which I've been attending to on many occasions, to go and make statements implicating me.
Supporters of President Museveni's party are saying that some of the statements you have made in the past in Jinja have been to destabilize the area, and it undermines the harmony in the area. So they accuse you of trying to sow discord and disharmony in Jinja.
You know, one interesting thing which the outside world has not taken keen of this government is that it has fed us on lies. Many of our people have been fed on lies for so many years. So for me, I didn't do any crime when I put the records right. I have been a long practicing journalist. Actually, I have an experience of about 15 years in reputable media houses here in Uganda. I have never said any statement which is outside the law and which I don't have evidence on. That's why even when they took me to police, they tried to take me to court, there was no evidence incriminating me on the charges they were preferring against me. For me, I was telling the truth, saying, no, these people have been killing the people. The government, especially the commander-in-chief, who is the president, is the one who has been commanding the forces which have been intimidating, which have been murdering people in northern Uganda in the ongoing LRA insurgents. We have several evidence and witness and testimonies of the real people who say it was the UPDF which killed us, not the LRA. Actually, what the LRA left, the UPDF came and cleared. It has been very systematic. And my president did say on many occasions and challenged President Museveni to come out and deny whether he has not been supporting the LRA with airtime, with ammunition, with support. And he even did say that if he was telling lies, let President Museveni come out and just tell the public that he has not been sabotaging peace efforts during the LRA war in northern Uganda. Because remember the Bigombe attempts to bring peace? They were sabotaged by the president. He could come out one day and say, I will not talk to these rebels, I will just use the gun to clear them off. And he would give deadlines, 2 weeks, 1 month, and years passed, and years passed. He was continuing to say the same. Now in Karamoja, people are not aware of what is going on. The media is suffocated. That's what they are trying to do. Except that we don't access any media house, so we cannot tell the people and expose their atrocities and expose their lies. That's what I was trying to do.
Robert, the government has denied the charges that most opposition groups in Uganda have been leveling against it, including institutionalized harassment or intimidation ahead of the election.
In Uganda here, we are very much excited, regardless of whether they are in opposition or in the ruling government. Many of them, we are saying, that is true. You would see that it is true the government is targeting our institutions as opposition. They are using the Tibok squads, people holding sticks, beating us when police is watching, under the watch of police. Actually, the people with welding sticks, the thugs who are not in uniform and being protected, actually, by the policemen and the army, it is very ridiculous. What we know is that this must stop if we are to have free and fair elections. And that's why we are agitating that at the same time, the Chigund Commission must also go as the first step, because that's the part of the integral system in the rigging machinery of the current NRM government. That's why the president is at the same time saying, no, this is the best commission, because parliament allowed it to stay. It was vetted, and in the parliament there is the opposition and NRM. So because the name is passed through the parliament, the commission is fine. We are saying no, because in parliament, it's the NRM who have the majority. So the opposition has no say. They take this thing to caucuses, they harass even their people, not to contribute anything, but to just endorse it. And that's they have passed. So what we are saying is that the Electoral Commission must change so that we get the true mode of democracy, the American democracy, which we emulate, to have an independent Electoral Commission.
Now, Rob,
and the institutionalized.
Robert, which political party do you belong to?
I belong to the Uganda People's Congress, the mighty party of Uganda.
Uganda People's
Congress.
Congress Party, okay.
All right. Uganda People's Congress.
Okay.